During the economic downturn or financial collapse or depression or economic recession, each and every time you must have heard experts saying that the unemployment rate has been going down continuously, and that indicates that the economy of a particular country is not performing well. But why experts always focus a lot more on unemployment rate? Why they don't focus on other things like industry specific downturn and all such things? Hey everyone, this is Anuj Vora, and in today's podcast I will be going to talk about why unemployment rate matters a lot in the growth of any country. So without any further ado, let's get started. First of all, let us understand why the unemployment rate increase in any particular country. Now there can be multiple reasons by which the unemployment rate can increase. There are millions of people who have lost their job due to the technological change. The technology changes rapidly, and that is why if that particular employee or a group of people do not cope up with the new change in technology, then they may lose their job. And at the same time, if the company in which they work do not adopt change in technology, then there are chances that the company may shut down and thousands and millions of people lose their job. There can be multiple incidents like this. There are thousands of companies who generally shut down because they don't adopt the change in technology. They don't adopt the change in customer interest. And that is why most people end up losing job. Another reason why people lose their job, and that eventually result in higher unemployment rate, is because the economic downturn. Like, there are chances that any situation occur in particular country and these results in the massive unemployment rate. In India, if we talk about the demonetization and GST, in both the incidents, thousands of people lost their job. Millions of people have lost their businesses because each and everything they make money was from cash, and during the demonetization there was no cash. So it was the time when people lose their job, and as millions of people lose their job, the drastic drop in the demand is also observed. During the recession of 2008, the unemployment rate in the United States was at 10%, which is considered as extremely high. At the same time, if we talk about the Great Depression, the unemployment rate was at 20%. That means we can simply conclude that if the unemployment rate is higher, the economy will take a lot more time to recover. While having an employment fulfills the economic cycle, and here is how. If you have a job, you will spend your money. You will spend your money for the enjoyment, you will spend your money for all the things that you need in your daily life. You will spend money on entertainment, you will have your hobbies, you will fulfill your dreams by spending your money, and all such things. You can only do all these things because you have a stable job. You are getting a paycheck on a monthly basis, and these allows you to avail all the facilities that you wish to have. And when you spend your money from the income you earn, you simply transfer your money from yourself to other businesses. Let's say you go for you go to watch a movie on Multiplex, then the business of Multiplex is making money from you. If you do not have a job, you will not prefer to watch a movie at Multiplex, and eventually that business will not make money from you. Similarly, if you have a job, let's say, then you may consider to buy an expensive smartphone on the EMI basis, because as you are earning monthly, you can easily afford to pay monthly EMI as well, and that is why you prefer to own an expensive smartphone. What's the problem? Another example we can take here is, let's say you are earning, you are only the family member that earned money, then it is completely your responsibility to fulfill the dreams of your family members as well. If you are earning money, if you are the only person who earned money, then it is your responsibility to take your family to the vacation. It's your responsibility to buy them a smartphone or a new furniture or anything that your kids, your soulmate, and your grand and your parents want. So the punchline is, when you earn money, you tend to spend. You tend to circulate your money in the economy. Directly or indirectly, you help thousands of businesses to grow. You help thousands of families to survive if you have a job, if you earn a decent amount on a monthly basis. And that is why employment is extremely, extremely important for the growth of any economy. Now let's talk about the main scenario that we are here to talk about, is that unemployment. If there is a massive amount of unemployment in a particular country, then here's what will happen. People would not prefer to spend money. Businesses will not have money. Majority of the time, people prefer to save whatever money they have, and they do not prefer to spend money on anything that is not required. If you have money, if you have a job, then you would prefer to spend money on the hobbies that you have. But if you don't have a job, then you will simply would not prefer to spend money on your passion and hobbies. So if you are unemployed, and there are millions of people who are unemployed, then they would not prefer to buy a new smartphone. They would not prefer to buy a new furniture for their home. They would not prefer to buy a new house. They would not prefer to spend money on entertainment. They would not prefer to go on a vacation. They would not prefer to buy a new car. They would not try to fulfill the dreams of their families. And there are multiple things that can happen if there are millions of people who do not have a job. So as the unemployment increases, the demand for goods and services also goes down, because the money that needs to be circulated in the economy goes down sharply. Businesses, the revenue of businesses goes down, and eventually their profits too. And if the businesses are not making money, they are not operating in profits, then they would stop hiring new people. And this will also increase unemployment as well. If these people are not making money, then why should a company hire people? And this is what you need to understand, that how dangerous the unemployment can be for any country. If we talk about the solution to unemployment, is there is only one sector which can rapidly improve unemployment rate, is infrastructure. Now basically the road construction and other kind of infrastructural stuff require a lot of people, and that is why if the government of a country starts focusing on infrastructure more and more, eventually there would be more and more people get job. As people will get job, they would prefer to spend money, and if the people will start spending money, then the money will be start circulating in the economy as well, and businesses will also make money. As businesses will make profits, businesses will definitely prefer to hire more people because they believe that in order to grow their business, it is better to hire people. And this is how you can consider that infrastructure sector, hiring more people in infrastructure, as government spends more money on infrastructure, this is how the government can help reduce the unemployment rate. And this is how the government can help reviving the economy. So I hope from today's podcast you will come to know why it is so important to discuss about unemployment rate, and why unemployment rate can destroy the economy as well. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is anujv21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.